Irvin Johnson, The Magic of Basketball.
Orlando, Florida. It's late in the fourth quarter of the 1992 All-Star Game. I can't believe I'm here. Just 3 months ago, I learned I had the HIV virus. As soon as I heard the news, I stopped playing basketball. When I announced my retirement on November 7th, I never even imagined that I'd be able to play today. When it became possible, some people were convinced that I wouldn't or that I shouldn't. But the crowd is with me. They're cheering me on. My teammates are making me feel welcome. I haven't played in a real game all year, so I'm relieved to see that I haven't lost a step. And I'm loving it every minute, every play. My heart is pounding. I don't want it to end. The game is almost over now. I've just hit a pair of three-pointers, and I'm feeling great. Now, Isaiah Thomas is bringing the ball up the court to the east. Isaiah's my friend, and I can see what he's thinking. Man, I shouldn't have let you make that last one. He wants to score on me. I just know it. I got to shut him down. One of his teammates is in the way. I wave him aside. I want it to be just Isaiah and me one more time. Suddenly, the other eight guys on the court start to melt away, and it's just the two of us, Isaiah and me, back on the playground. There's nobody else around. Before you get the reputation of being really good, you got to go through everybody one-on-one and show them your best stuff. The crowd is going crazy. They're loving it. These two warriors, old friends and tough rivals, are going at it again. Now, Isaiah starts dribbling the way he always does. Getting fancy now, between the legs, behind the back. I wave him toward me. Come on, I'm telling him. Quit stalling. You gonna make your move or what? Finally, he takes a jump shot. Misses everything. The defense is too tight. Loud cheers from the crowd. Here comes Michael Jordan bringing up the ball. He's grinning. I want him too. Again, I clear everybody out of the way. The crowd is screaming. They love this. I love it too. I'm waiting for Michael to drive to the basket to fly up with one of his incredible super dunks. But I'm playing him tight, and he surprises me. Pulls up short for the jumper. Clang. Off the rim. More noise from the crowd. People ask if these little battles are rehearsed. Sorry, I'm not that smart. Who could have thought this up? With 30 seconds left in the game, I get the ball one last time. I'm about to drive for a layup, but Isaiah's all over me. I toy with him a little, same as he did with me. Now I step back behind the three-point line and throw up a long rainbow. I'm falling back, so I have to shoot it a little higher and a little harder than usual. Feels good to me. And yes, swish, another one. The fans are roaring. Everybody is stunned. 3 three-point shots in a row, and this last one was from the next county. Who says I can't still play this game? 14 seconds left, but nobody picks up the ball. Suddenly, I'm surrounded, mobbed by all the All-Stars on both teams. They're showing me their affection, their support, and I'm holding back the tears. I don't think I ever felt more exhilarated than I am right now, or more loved. Those three-pointers were great, but this incredible ending is the best moment of all. Game called on account of hugs.